SBS Radio.
At 86 years of age, Peter Salmon has been working as a stockman in Western Australia's Gascoyne region for 74 years. Raised by his mother and stepfather, he is recognized as the last fluent speaker of the Warianga and Tinama languages.
Oh, it was my mother and stepfather, yeah. They're the one that grew me up. And then I started Jackaroon, and that's sort of lost the language, and you know, gave away. You know, we just was told, oh, you've got to start to speak English now and all that sort of thing. Well, you can't go and talk to a wife in your language, eh? I want to pass it on to my grandchild and all that sort of thing. Well, it mean a lot for me to share the language with them if they interest. Well, some of them interest, yeah. Yeah. And it's mean a lot, you know, to bring back the memories of my mother and all that. Mother, really, yeah.
In 2016, Mr. Salmon began working with the Bundiara Irawanga Language Centre in Geraldton. A two-week field trip had been planned for this month, during which Mr. Salmon was to recall the names of plants, animals and other cultural information on country. But the program was suspended due to COVID-19 concerns. Rosie Zitorius is a linguist at the Language Centre.
Well, I suppose one of the main issues for us is access to communities because, you know, we work with people who live in remote communities and also not so remote communities that are sort of now out of reach for us. So we work with people who are in, say, Carnarvon and Shark Bay, and they're just over the border in the Gascoyne, but we can't see them anymore. So it's, you know, if there was anything in the works that, you know, we had coming up, it all had to be canned. As soon as it became clear that, you know, this virus really posed a risk to the people we work with, we made sure that we weren't putting anyone in any kind of unnecessary risk.
While the impact of COVID-19 is still measured in lives lost, linguists say the pandemic could have a disastrous impact on vulnerable languages. Dr. Anna Maria Paulino is a lecturer at the School of Education, Edith Cowan University in Western Australia.
Yeah, so the risk it poses is with an immense death toll globally with COVID-19, in particular with the older generations. When someone of an older generation passes, they take with them their historical knowledge, their cultural knowledge, and their language. And so with their passing, the language goes with them and their knowledge goes with them. So, that's the risk that COVID-19 can pose, because the younger generation don't have that resource to go to access this knowledge.
UNESCO predicts that half of the world's languages would be lost by the end of the 21st century, and scientists estimate that one language is lost every 14 days.
In that list is the dialect from the region itself of Lombardy or Lombardia in Italy, which is the Lombard dialect. It's already an endangered dialect, and then with such a heavy death toll, in particular with the older generation, I'm thinking potentially this could just, you know, see this language vanish completely within this period of COVID-19. And then the United States, Spain, France, China, England as well. And I saw that there are also a number of languages within those countries that are, again, as identified by UNESCO as being in this critical endangered space. So I'm thinking, well, potentially, globally, there could be a high number of people, especially up-and-coming generations, who will not have access to this resource and therefore won't have the ability to learn their dialect, which is their natural birthright to do so.
With so much cultural heritage at stake, organisations like Bundiara Irawanga Language Centre in Geraldton are calling for urgent support to help preserve vulnerable languages.
There's been a lot of talk about the difficulties in artists accessing economic support that's been offered to businesses, and that is just, you know, amplified when you look at things like cultural knowledge. There is no way to replicate that. There is no way to replicate something that does not exist somewhere else. But you know, the work that it takes to construct a business pales in comparison to the work that it would take to rebuild that cultural knowledge, it just wouldn't be possible.
In addition to government funding, Dr. Paulino says it's up to members of the public to take a personal interest in language during lockdown.
Learning languages has a number of benefits, cognitive benefits, in that it's very good for your brain. Obviously, there's research out there that says it helps to prolong the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia. So I think it would be a good thing for people to be at home and engaging in languages, because, you know, languages is what makes a people. It's what makes a culture, and it also helps us to understand and to connect with those from other cultures. So given how globalised our world is, I think it's important that, we think in this space of what languages bring to society and humanity as a whole.
It's a reminder that the full impact of a pandemic is measured in more than lives lost.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.